Okay, do you think you were typical of most Chinese Americans as far as feeling Chinese and going to Chinese church and Chinese school and being amongst Chinese all the time and enjoying it? Was that a typical type of feeling amongst Chinese Americans? Or?
Well, I would say at that time, yes, that would be about the normal thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever have any disagreements with your parents about being Chinese or being American, or they wanted to, for example, celebrate Chinese holidays, and you would say, no, but we're in America?
No, I don't think so. I didn't have that because we were brought up to obey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And respect.
Mm-hmm.
At that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Do you think most people, Chinese Americans, were like that? They really didn't have disagreements with their parents?
I would say that I don't think. I think both of them don't. If they have, then you don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because your father is an herbalist, this is an important question. Whenever you got sick, would you be treated by Chinese medicine, by your father, or would you?
I think I would be treated by Chinese medicine first, yes.
Okay. Or did you ever go see Western doctors while your father was still in practice?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. For what kinds of things?
Well, I don't think that we go like once a year type of stuff, but then for tonsil, we have our school clinic.
Mm-hmm.
I had a minor operation and went to White Memorial Hospital, so that's, you know, American physician, mm-hmm. surgeon. I don't remember the doctor's name, but,
right.
But I was young then, I was 12, so uh-huh. I think my father believed in that, yeah.
He believed in Western medicine,
too?
Uh-huh.
Well, I say Chinese is that right away, even today in a lot of homes, right away they give you a Chinese aspirin and things like that, you know, bo jia yin and man gam yao and that kind of stuff. I call that Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But or plaster, you know, when you have something like before my operation, you put plaster on. But I think that my father believed in an American doctors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kinds of things would your father treat? What kinds of illnesses, you know? Do you have colds and things like that would be treated by Chinese medicine?
You mean at home?
Yeah.
Maybe some kind of broth. And, I distinctly remember when I had my baby that he came over with chicken and some Chinese herbs and he made a pot of soup for me, and he said, drink it. And to this day, I remember that.
Did the children believe in Chinese medicine, or did they drink it when given by your father?
I think so. They drink it when it was served to them. When my parents said for them to drink it, they drink it. I can't say that about nowadays, kid. Okay.
You were very obedient back in those days.
It's bitter. I remember it's very terrible taste, but they always have a little white raisin or prunes to you for afterward, you know?
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. Did he use herbs for cooking? Did your parents use herbs?
I think so.
Cooking?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. How much of this has been carried over into your own life? Do you use Chinese medicine?
I'd say about 20%. 25%. About 25%.
Mm-hmm. And do you still go to see Chinese doctors, or did you?
No, I went to see an acupuncturist, but I really don't see a Chinese doctor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So back of my mind, I remember certain things for certain ailments.
Mm-hmm.
So
If you say 20%, like what types of things would you use Chinese medicine for now?
I would use to cook oxtail and beef brain. I would put qin gong bak ji, or I would make bak ke and dong guai and gei ji, those things. And
mm-hmm.
I just put it in and make a pot of, put a chicken in there and make a pot of soup. Things like that,
mm-hmm.
which I don't do often, but I would say about 25% in the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime, probably forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And then go look up with Chinese medicine.
Uh-huh.
I would consider 25% of my cooking would be Chinese herb involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In recreation, did your family prefer Chinese things or Western things? Chinese things being, you know, playing Chinese games, mahjong, or going to see Chinese movies or operas or whatever, or would you...
You mean my family or
right,
myself?
Your family, when you were younger, what would you do?
When we were young, no, I think the kids were mostly play American games.
Mm-hmm.
And but we do play mahjong.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, and jockey.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese chess.
Mm-hmm.
Movie, I don't remember. Oh, I remember now, yeah. Back in San Francisco, we used to go behind the Chinese theater to see the Chinese actresses.
Mm-hmm.
Zhou Daihei.
Mm-hmm.
That was on Grand Avenue,
mm-hmm.
they have that big Chinese theater.
Were your parents involved in Western things too, as much?
Yes. I think so.
Mm-hmm. They would be involved in going to Western movies or playing ball or playing cards or things like that?
Not so much as playing ball. They're involved in, in having meetings with different groups. My father, as far as I remember, he's always busy at the office, you know, with his patients, and they like visitate.
Mm-hmm.
They enjoy cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like their cooking is mostly Chinese. But my mother is not. Let me think of it. My mother has cooks American way.
Mm-hmm.
Like roast, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did your parents write to any relatives in China after they
yes.
came here? Did they send money back too?
Yeah. At times, I remember sending them candies and goodies from America for her.
For who?
For my mother.
Oh, when she was
yeah,
still
I
in China.
Uh-huh. No, my mother sent it to a relative, right?
Oh,
she?
Yeah, I was
yeah.
asking, yeah, whether they would send money or things back to relatives in China.
I think they did, Albert. No.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they can afford to.
Mm-hmm.
Not much.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, that wasn't passed on to you, was it? Sending money or things back to...
I still do.
Mm-hmm. You still have relatives back in China?
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Not much, but
uh-huh.
you know, like Christmas or whatever.
Right. Okay. Did you or your parents join any of the associations in Chinatown? Family associations?
We were, we joined the, our family association, Joe's Association. So we're not very active, we're not active at all now.
Were you active in the earlier days?
Say, yeah, in about 10 years ago. But we found that, an interest in this. Mm-hmm. So we just didn't go as often as we wanted to go. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, donate whenever we can.
Mm-hmm.
But we just don't go to the activities.
Did your father donate and go to the activities?
I guess I was really don't even know whether he has an association at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure they have, but I really can't answer that because I just don't remember.
What kinds of activities did the association sponsor in the earlier days?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that they do have social where they go visit the Chinese cemetery, right, for Chinese Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably have mahjong, I assume, because that seems like an old game.
Mm-hmm.
Old pastime, I should say. And visiting, that's about it. I don't remember whether my father even went to a because maybe he was always so busy with the family and
mm-hmm.
his work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think he even had that much time for pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What were the dues? Do you remember what mm-hmm. dues were? Okay.
That I don't know.
Which were the most important Chinese families in LA back in the 30s?
Important in which way?
Well, you can interpret that in any way. Socially, as far as status goes, or economically, or just having made a reputation or of some kind.
Back in the early 30s?
Mm-hmm. Would any family stick out in your mind as being more important or more prominent than others?
Not really. It seems like I would say the Reverend. Reverend Tom. His family. I guess it's being that our home is just like across the street from the church, you know, almost. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But being important, so well, there was a certain name that seems like a big name. But when you're asking me this, at that time it may be a big name, but you look at it now, it's really nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So your attitude is different,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Well, at that time, what was considered a big name and why?
Really, yeah. Why? You know?
Yeah.
See, so when you're a kid,
yeah,
you know, it's a different concept. And then now you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really, yeah. Be honestly, you know, this, if you asked me 30 years ago and ask me now, it's entirely different.
Yeah. Okay.
I really have a hard time to answer that.
Okay.
I don't know who's the richest.
Mm-hmm. Were there any individuals who stuck out in your mind? Probably your reaction would be the same
right.
as for the other
right.
question.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I don't know whether I'm doing it right or not.
No, it's fine. What kinds of jobs were most Chinese engaged in before the war?
Before the war?
Uh-huh.
When you say before the war, you mean Chinese Americans? Or what business are were
Chinese who were in the in LA area?
In the 30s?
Mm-hmm. 30s, 40s, up until the wartime.
The ones that are in business?
You mean
like restaurant business and laundry business?
Uh-huh. Any other kinds of business?
For the grocery store?
Uh-huh.
Fish markets?
When do you think the Chinese got into the real estate business? Not until 60s, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Maybe I'm not very accurate, because when I say that, that's when my husband went in, okay? And I very seldom remember when I first purchased in 1940-something, that I don't remember. I'm sure there must be one or two,
mm-hmm.
okay? But I don't really call that the bulk of Chinese going in.
Mm-hmm.
You want, you can say earlier, I'm sure the Chinese probably in the business even earlier, they may not use their license.
Mm-hmm.
But,
would your husband have any idea of how many Chinese are into real estate business now?
I think he has a much better idea than I have.
Uh-huh. Okay. What was an average income before the war in the 30s, in the early 40s?
Average income for?
For working people, or for working in the...
Like for myself, or you're talking about my father? I think for my father it's about 100 a month.
Uh-huh.
100 thereabout.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was a man that stand out, he works in a bank, Chinese. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really, because he works in the bank.
Well, maybe back in those days there weren't many Chinese
no.
who worked in banks.
Either one or two men.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was still living.
That was back in the 30s?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. What would have been an average income for you before the war?
Before the war, average income, you know, I was working for the federal government. Like 150 a month.
How would this compare with other people that you knew, other Chinese people that you knew? I mean, getting 150, were you doing pretty well and better than most, or was that average? Or
I think that's about average. For women. You're talking about women.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was, I don't know.
What would you say would be the range that people made before the war? You know, from anywhere from 70 to 200 a month, or?
I think so. About 200.
Be the maximum?
I'd say so. Uh-huh.
And probably starting around 70 would be the lower end of the scale, or is that a little bit too low?
That's a little bit too low. I think they, I would say, well, you're talking about 1940, right? I would say about 200, an average of 200. Low, I would say. Possibly 200 to 300.
You mean high? Anybody making?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did this compare with other expenses? Rent, medical, food, things like that. You know, just take your case as an example. With the 150 that you made a month, would you be able to save most of that, or would most of that be gone on living?
Well, let's say I don't know how other people live, okay? But let's say for my true experience that I can remember, back in 1943, 44. Are you interested in that area, Tara?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say that I make about 150 to 200. My husband makes about, being in the Air Force, he makes probably 200 plus subsistence and lodging. We were able to save one check.
Mm-hmm.
So I distinctly remember we moved to San Francisco, and it was only temporary because the station was temporary. I was working for the government, and he was working for the Air Force. Within 3 months, we were able to save $1,000. I thought that was good. That was all the money that he had picked up from bottom month. We were able to save $2,000 to put down on the three unit,
mm-hmm.
which we were having such a hard time renting.
Mm-hmm.
Things mm-hmm. like that you don't forget.
But so actually, your check was really extra money. I mean, you really didn't have to work just in order to survive. I mean, you had enough.
No, and it just, you know, it's not really survival because it wasn't that way. There was enough to after your food and your lodging. It was just very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
The rent was $15 a month. And in Chinatown, you can pick up cooked food.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have your lunch out, you know, whatever. And there was hardly any expenses. Of course, it's different with my husband. He had a Jeep to drive around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has a subsistence so that the government pays him. So, but I distinctly remember then that we were able to save $1,000 in 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's really hard to say too, Jean, because at that time I remember food was so reasonable. You can go and buy 10 cents worth of luncheon meat, and you get a whole package, and I remember buying that for my mother. And it's different. You go in the store and buy a fish, and the guy, the merchant will throw in the green onion.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy.
Right.
You don't find that anymore.
Right.
And often you never have to pay for, and you pay for it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did most Chinese live near other Chinese?
I think so.
Why was that?
In where? In what area are you talking about?
In L.A., when you were here, did you seem to find that most Chinese would live near other Chinese?
I don't know. I guess it's being... It just seems like the Chinese are... It's just like a border. And you just kind of stay all over here. And it just seems very unusual for you to even cross the border. It seems that way.
You even felt that too? I mean, being born and raised here?
Oh, yes.
You felt that
uh-huh,
too?
Uh-huh. I think so. Maybe because we're always in a Chinese area.
It wasn't because of language, right? I mean, there was no problem with English, so...
No, I think it's because of color.
Uh-huh.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Mm-hmm. Would you find back in those days, would Chinese move if the neighborhood changed so that they could stay together?
In those days?
Mm-hmm.
I think they would look for an area where there's other Chinese around before they go in there. They wouldn't go into a... Very unusual to go into a all-white area. I mean, there are very few families did that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of hostility they had.
Mm-hmm.
In common.
Mm-hmm.
But very, very few. majority of the Chinese, but no problem staying. And I don't know, we never felt that it was, we never felt that we wanted to go anywhere else. Maybe that was the difference too. Maybe we just didn't try to, you know, like, break the area. We didn't have that thought.
Mm-hmm.
We went to school, to good school, like Poly, which is kind of out of the area for Chinese, but we were in the area, or maybe we used someone else's address sometime to do that. But,
when did you move to this house?
1960.
Uh-huh. And where were you before 1960? You told me you bought your first place. And
we bought our first place, and then we moved to Sacramento, and back and
right.
bought another house.
Uh-huh.
Then we went into, we bought a house on 25th and 10th Avenue. We stayed there for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What did people do with the money that they saved? Do you have any impressions on that?
I think they, in general, are you talking about in general,
mm-hmm.
what they do with the money?
Mm-hmm.
They just invest.
Do you think a lot of Chinese invested in property?
I think a lot of Chinese either invest or save it or throw it away. But I think the majority probably invest and saved it.
When they saved, would they save in banks or would they just save the money at home?
You're speaking of the older Chinese or you're speaking of the American Chinese?
You can tell me about both.
I would say that maybe some people, I don't think the American Chinese would say leave the money at home. They would have it in the bank. But I don't know about the older Chinese. I'm assuming, okay.
How about your father? When he saved money, did he save in a bank? Or?
I think he saved in a bank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think he saved that bank.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you or anybody that you knew know of anybody who was involved in politics of any kind? Whether it be politics involving U.S. politics or politics in China?
Oh. If I've known anyone,
mm-hmm. you may not have known them personally, but if you knew of Chinese who were interested in politics, U.S. politics, were active in political affairs,
not really. I have a working friend that was in politics, but he didn't make it, so that was the end of that. But it wasn't politics. That's what we call school board.
Mm-hmm.
You call that politics?
That's a kind of politics,
kind of politics,
yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, because I'm not really too much into politics.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know,
mm-hmm.
don't understand enough of it.
It's not that much to understand sometimes.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Did Chinese in general feel obligated if they had relatives in China as far as sending money or trying to bring them over to the United States, you know, or
I think there are a lot of them feel obligated.
The older generation, I'm sure, felt obligated.
Yeah,
how about
right.
the young, your generation and people that you knew? Do they feel
a lot less? Less obligated.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there are mostly the older generation, the ones that really like to have them come over. Because the younger generation, I don't know what relative I have back then.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, when you don't know, it's you just don't feel that obligated, even though you may like to have them come over. But then there are pro and con.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that come over and you hear about it that they're not happy. There are some that come over and they are content. It's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
But most of my relatives are really here. And my sisters, my close relatives are here. It's only whatever relative I have, there is probably an old auntie or old uncle.
Most of your brothers and sisters are in LA area?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Most of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We touched on this earlier, but I'll ask again. Did you ever feel there was hostility towards Chinese in LA? You mentioned that you might have felt that it's going to stop.